This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A vigil was held last night at Fort Worth Celebration Community Church for the victims of Sunday's shooting in Orlando.
Gerald Arthur Wright, 31 years old. Leroy Valentin Fernandez, 25 years old.
The names of the 49 people killed was read aloud, and a candle lit on the altar. Most were in their 20s and 30s. Pastor Leanne Bryce of First Congregational Church in Fort Worth told the crowd that gay bars like Pulse in Orlando have been safe spaces for the LGBT community, places where people could come together to escape homophobia they experienced elsewhere.
I can imagine the men and women at Pulse Orlando feeling safe, having fun, dancing, laughing. They did not sign up to become martyrs. But that is exactly what they have become. Innocent victims of the unforgivable crime of simply being themselves.
Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price, Police Chief Joel Fitzgerald, and other civic and faith leaders spoke to the crowd. Fitzgerald urged the LGBT community to come forward to police if they ever feel threatened.
The whole idea behind terrorist activities is to stop and interrupt your way of life. We will do our very best to ensure that we can make sure people exercise their freedoms. And if it keeps me up at night, so be it. That's what I'm paid for. It should not keep you up at night.
Fort Worth police continue to investigate a threat made to members of the Islamic Association of Tarrant County. The department's also monitoring for potential copycat attacks or threats to places like nightclubs. In Fort Worth, it's hard to find City Hall if you're relying on its street address. B.J. Austin explains why.
Since it was built in the early 1970s, Fort Worth City Hall's address has been 1000 Throckmorton. Problem is, the building's not at 1000 Throckmorton. That's the address of the nearby A.D. Marshall Public Safety and Courts Building, which used to house City Hall. When the new City Hall opened a stone's throw away, someone thought it would be a good idea to keep the same old address. Today, City Council members will discuss an end to four decades of confusion. The proposal is an address change to 200 Texas Street and a new name in big letters, Fort Worth City Hall. Right now, it's the Fort Worth Municipal Building. The council's not voting today, but if it does eventually say yes, the address change would kick in January 2017. For KERA News, I'm B.J. Austin.
On Tuesdays, we cover education as part of our American Graduate Initiative. Today, Bill Zeeble sits down with a graduation speaker who went viral last week. Larissa Martinez is the valedictorian at McKinney Boyd High School, and in her graduation speech, Larissa revealed she was undocumented.
The 19-year-old says her decision to talk wasn't hers alone. She lives in McKinney with her mom and younger sister. After talking it over with her mother, she got the okay for her graduation speech.
I am one of the 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the shadows of the United States. I decided to stand before you today because this might be my only chance to convey the truth to all of you that undocumented immigrants are people too.
That speech rocketed across social media. It's been seen by hundreds of thousands of people and sparked a feisty debate. Larissa's family left Mexico City 6 years ago, fleeing an alcoholic father. Other relatives were living legally in McKinney, so it became the destination. Larissa says anywhere in the U.S. would have been okay.
When I was little and my grandma would ask me, Larissa, what do you want to do when you grow up? I would answer, oh, I want to be an American when I grow up. So, I mean, I've always had this dream of America being the place where you can come with dreams and make them come true.
It was hard. Larissa says her mom filled out papers to become legal and was told there was a 15-year wait. It might speed up because relatives were already here, she learned, but that didn't happen. Meanwhile, the teenager identified with the plight of her mother.
I know what it's like to live without insurance and to every day wonder, what if my 10-year-old sister, like, breaks her leg? Where are we going to get the money from? Or, like, how are we going to take her to the hospital? What would we do? So I know what it's like to not know.
Larissa says the system's broken. Now that a lot of people do know her story, her history teacher and mentor, Scott Martin, hopes it changes some minds of those who want all documented immigrants deported.
She helped to open my mind more, and she helped to open my heart more. And I thought maybe if she could open some minds and open some hearts, people would consider being more open-minded and open-hearted.
There is a system to help young undocumented immigrants who are called Dreamers. DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, lets qualified students avoid deportation for a time. Larissa doesn't qualify because she arrived 3 years too late. Miguel Solis, a Dallas school trustee who helps train Hispanic leaders, says she should qualify.
By her telling her story, I can guarantee you there will be a multiplier effect for even more undocumented students who know that the system is not working for them to come out of the shadows and say, we demand something different.
For Larissa, the next stop on this journey is Yale, a private school that can give an undocumented student a full-ride scholarship. She heads to New Haven in August. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
And finally, the Dallas Museum of Art has lost another top executive. Olivier Messle is leaving next month after 7 years with the DMA. He served as Associate Director of Curatorial Affairs and Senior Curator of European and American Art since 2012. Messle oversaw the DMA's European and American art collection of more than 4,000 works and managed its curatorial department, conservation program, and art research library. He'll lead the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Massachusetts, beginning in August. Messle's departure leaves the DMA with two vacancies in its executive staff. Director Maxwell Anderson resigned in September. And the forecast, we've got mostly cloudy skies, a 30% chance of rain, and a high of 92. Look for temperatures to fall to around 75 overnight. That's under partly cloudy skies. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 93. It's 78 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth, 72 in Wichita Falls, and 80 degrees in Tyler.